My name is Ali. I'm a training and behaviour advisor at Dogs Trust. I'm also the owner of Charlie. He's coming up on 6 years old. He's a Dalmatian Staffy Cross, and he lives with myself and my husband in Blanchardstown. He's the baby of the family. He's the absolute best boy, and we love him to bits.
And did you have pets growing up?
I'm originally from Portmarnock, where I grew up with my family, and we had a menagerie of animals, one of which was my dog Vicky, who I got when I was 12, and she was the absolute love of my life. She was my best friend growing up, and we did absolutely everything together, and she completely got me hooked on dogs and dog training and everything that was about having a dog as part of your family.
Stands out.
She was mad about the sea and tennis balls, and I could be the depths of winter, could be absolutely Baltic, and she would beeline all the way down to the beach and dive into the water and then turn around and lie down in it. So she'd have waves coming over, but all she wanted to do was get in the water and have the ball thrown for her, and that was her biggest passion. She was a super dog.
So tell us about Charlie then.
I had Vicky until I was 28, and then I got my second dog, Penny. She was a rescue dog from the DSPCA, and then I started work with Dogs Trust, and then Charlie joined the family. So I've had dogs pretty much all my life, and it's been a bit of a shift. So when I had Vicky growing up, it was all very traditional, so a lot of traditional training, and then with Charlie, it's all been kind of positive reward based training, all the force free stuff, and it's been amazing. I've seen a real transformation in the boy we brought home when he was 10 months old. So he was a bit of a challenge, but through using that approach and getting some advice and support from a behaviourist, I was able to help him with all those teething issues, all the typical adolescent stuff. So jumping up and mouthing and chewing, and he was quite destructive when he was at home. If we went out, even though we had another dog, he struggled a wee bit with that. So we were able to help him out with all those things, and he's just matured into the most amazing boy. So nearly 6 years old now, and just a joy to be around. He's great with people. He's really laid back. He loves to go to the park and get in the car and head off down the country to see my mum. He's just a super, super fella.
So how did you come to adopt him? What was it about him that you wanted to bring him home?
It was actually his big fat staffy head, so he looked like a staffy when he was 10 months when I first met him, but a spotty staffy, so white with these beautiful black spots and his inky bum, and he was just a really cool dog. He was full of the joys of life, and obviously because I was working in Dogs Trust at the time, I got to see him every day for a couple of weeks before deciding to take him home, but he was it. I definitely knew as soon as I saw him that he was the one for us.
So tell me, what would you say about dogs that are in the pound or in the shelter or in different rescue centres around the country?
They are part of the family. You take them into your heart and your home, and you give them the time and the love and the commitment that they need, and they will repay you tenfold, because they are super, super dogs, and they're definitely not to be kind of considered second best after a pedigree dog. You can get truly amazing family members waiting to come home with you at your local rescue centre.
Would you have any advice for anybody that was considering adopting?
Yeah, I would say go for it. But just make sure that you're ready for kind of the commitment to taking a dog into your family and into your home, because all dogs require a huge amount of input, and if you're taking on a rescue dog, you're possibly going to be inheriting a little bit of baggage, but with some kind of time and commitment and plenty of patience, you'll definitely get there with them, and they're worth it. You know, you can't ever underestimate the amount of love that you'll get from your rescue dog. They're a joy. All right, Cher-Cher.